Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on, Charlie?
More first world problems.
Oh, what happened?
My car got towed.
No.
Yeah, no, it didn't.
Oh, good.
I tried to change the tire. The jack fell down, so I couldn't. It was horrible.
Lay on your foot?
That's true, actually. No, not on my foot. But it was good. Just really annoying because I was like halfway through like changing a tire. And like my friends, because it was at work, and my friends were like, do you need help? And I'm like, no, I can change a tire.
Uh-huh.
But then the wheel was off. The tire fell down, so like the jack fell down, so that the whole wheelbase was almost on the ground.
Oh.
So there was no place to like.
Yeah.
First of all, my jack was stuck, and there was no place to put another jack to jack. So it was just like, and I give up. I don't know what to do.
You need a jack.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, but
darn, boo.
Speaking of cars.
Yeah, and being towed.
I didn't have to get towed. All I needed was a guy with a better jack.
Okay.
But I still had to call up like somebody.
Tow trucks have those.
Yeah. The tow truck couldn't fit into the place because it was a parking garage and it was crazy. And they were like, well, what's the clearance? So I went down to find the clearance and there was no sign. And I was like, there's no sign. And then I looked up and I was like, wait, there used to be a sign. But it had two things that were just hanging there.
Someone didn't know the clearance.
Yeah, clearly somebody had already.
What's the clearance? That sign.
One of those days.
Boo. We're doing talking about one of those days?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Stop.
No. Oh.
Dragon.
My car around.
There you go.
1983, the original Weird Al Yankovic album.
The oldie but a goodie.
Yes.
This was a fun song.
A parody of Stop Dragging My Heart Around by Stevie Nicks
and
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Great Tom Petty.
Yes.
Moment of silence.
Written by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, uh-huh. And then like somebody convinced them to let Stevie Nicks do it for her first solo album.
Okay.
Yeah.
So was it released by both of them on their own albums?
I don't know if Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers ever actually released
it. Okay. Like Under Pressure was released by Queen and David Bowie on their own albums.
No, I know.
Which it would have been interesting to do that. It was around the same time, actually.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't do it, too. I hear this song, and I think it's a Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers song. I don't think it's a Stevie Nicks song.
Oh, interesting.
Just in my own mind. I've always thought, I was like, oh, it's the Heartbreakers with Stevie Nicks.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's in my mind. That's how I think of it. I'm not saying I'm right.
No.
That's just the way I've always
cool.
seen it. Like, oh, it's a Tom Petty song, and they let Stevie Nicks sing with them. Even though, you know, she was a much bigger star at the time.
Yeah. So, what do you think of the song?
Oh, fantastic. I really like this song. And I just listened to it again. I haven't had the original Weird Al listened to very often lately because it's been scratched. Well, we've already talked about that. I'm old school. So I need to get that a good version of it on my
you should have just gotten Squeeze Box.
I should have. Well, it's coming. I've been assured that I'm getting one.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, but no, I have part of it on my iPod, but I guess after the fourth song it got all scratched and I couldn't transfer the rest of it, so I don't have this song. Anyways, I'm glad I listened to it again on YouTube because I've forgotten how much I really like this song.
For some reason, I think I was confusing this song and like this song is just six words long or something. For some reason, I thought Stop Dragging My Car Around was like a parody of like a McCartney song or something. For some reason, I don't know why.
Me neither.
I don't know where I came up with that. Probably because I don't think I've probably heard the original song somewhere, but I definitely didn't hear it enough to know like, hey, that's Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty. Like,
right.
I couldn't, until I listened to the real song for this podcast, I couldn't hear their voices singing this song.
Okay.
So I guess for some reason I thought it was like a Wings song or something. I don't know why.
I don't know why. Me neither, but I could sort of see it.
But
no, I've always liked the song. I you know.
Well, and I was super young during this time, too. So
I was not that old either, but I liked it.
This song is on the first album, but I don't feel like this gets played as much as some of the other songs.
It wasn't released, it didn't have a video for it, obviously. So, it doesn't. It doesn't get the credit I think it deserves. It probably could have been released. Maybe not. I don't know. It's
Do you really want Weird Al doing a Stevie Nicks impression for an entire video?
No, probably not. But no, maybe that's probably why, because it just would have been an odd video. But I love this song.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say, I think this is probably my favorite parody on the first album.
Ooh, bold statement.
Yeah, I just reviewing the list, I really like Ricky. I love Rocky Road is cool. But this one just always made me laugh, and I like this character in it. And I like, you know, silly things that he says and just like the whole imagery of it. And it's such a good parody. It's like the lyrics in it are really strong, stronger than you would think, you know, just in my own mind, just remembering it. Like, I didn't remember how good it was. I just listened to it a couple times today. Like, man, this is a really clever, smart, fun song.
I agree 100%. The chorus seems... I think it's because the chorus seems so straightforward.
Yes, the chorus is very dumb, but the setup is great.
Well, exactly. In the sort of like, this song is only six words long kind of dumbness of a chorus. And so because, you know, clearly I didn't hear the song a lot as a kid because it's not one of the normal parodies.
Right.
I don't think I realized that it actually had actual verses to it that were kind of fun.
Kind of a story.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's really different for this album, and
we can talk about the lyrics now.
Yeah, what? I mean, I was gonna say something.
Not necessarily just any lyrics, but like any lyrics. Let's talk about.
Like, I like silly things she says, like, you know, when he goes to the disco, you know, the lines like, you know, I can't think exactly how it goes. Like, your Vans are groovy and your hair is okay. You know, the owner of the club saying that to him was like,
your snaggle tooth necklace and your pants are groovy and your hair is okay.
Pants or Vans?
Pants.
I always heard Vans.
No, that's what Weird Al wears.
I know that. That's why I always heard him say Vans. No. I never read these lyrics. I always, in my head, always thought your Vans are groovy and your hair is okay.
Nope.
He says pants? Really?
I'm pretty sure.
Wow. I swear he says Vans. I listened to it twice. I know it says probably in the lyrics pants. Who wrote that? Who wrote the lyrics? Well,
whoever was on.
I am saying it's Vans. I have always envisioned Vans because I, you know, Weird Al wears them. I love Vans.
Well, if you want 302-72 Weird, call us up. See
John,
what you think.
Bermuda Schwartz, call us. Let us know. Did he say pants or Vans? I swear it's Vans. Anyways, stuff like that is like such a good lyric. Like, it makes imagery. I picture Weird Al standing there wearing his Vans or, you know, his leather.
If they made like a story video of this, it would be a lot of fun, I think.
Yeah.
But they, couldn't be like the Liam Lynch video. It needed high production value and make it actually cool looking.
Right.
Like in
like
both.
A Pulp Fiction kind of video.
Yeah, like they would have three different set pieces kind of from the three different verses.
Uh-huh.
But you could have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah.
And you could put a lot of like celebrity cameos or something in the background of the disco one.
Heck yeah.
Like, it would have been a lot of fun, I think.
This would be a really good, like, retro story video to re-release.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be kind of cool. Exactly. Maybe like a tribute to, you know, Tom Petty. That'd be awesome. So, I don't know what other lyrics.
Well, and the story is great because it's like he parks his car for 5 minutes.
Yeah. You know it's a loading zone.
He needs to use the phone?
Yeah.
That's such a weird concept.
That's so dated. Yeah. Where's Walter?
So then,
did he have to charge his phone or something? Did he leave his charger at home? I don't understand. Why did he have to park his car to use his phone? I guess you're not supposed to drive when you're on your phone. Yeah, kids don't get that.
Then he goes to a disco and he's dancing like a maniac.
Yeah. The owner came and pulled him off the floor and brought him to his little office in the back.
Yeah. And you're just like, where did he park? Why did he park so close that like they're like, you know, why does the disco owner have a parking lot? I mean, maybe.
Well, no, that's because his car wasn't cool and it was taking down like the coolness of the disco.
No, I know, but like.
So it must have been like
maybe
near
I've
the
only
front.
Ever gone to bars downtown of cities where you don't really like park outside garage. The bar.
Yeah, I grew up in a small town where there's like a big old parking lot right in front of the door.
Okay, there
so
you go.
So you probably park pretty close. He's like, your car is really uncool. We got to tow it. Sorry, dude.
Yeah.
I just love the attitude of the club owner, you know? So
that's
kind of cool.
The also, another instance, we just talked about this last episode, the checks in the mail.
Yeah.
Is
checks in the mail.
Yeah, exactly.
Not really. We're trying to get the car back.
And this is the same album as the checks in the mail.
I think it's definitely a reference to the other song.
All right.
I think it's a purposeful reference.
Except
to the other
it comes two songs before it.
It's a pre-reference.
It's a foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing. Yes. Yeah.
So
I
is
don't know.
That guy.
Maybe not.
Well, no, but see this character.
I think he wrote the original first because he usually does.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
no, I just I think
himself.
It's once again funny, and the timing of it is so weird to have two songs back to back that reference a song we just did a couple
right?
weeks ago, right? So what's your favorite lyric?
Okay, when he gets his car towed or at the end because he's late with the payments, you know that part where he grabs the driver and he asks him why.
Yeah.
He said, I'm sorry, kid, you're late with the payments. It's time to kiss your little car goodbye. Just like that.
Okay. Very weird, but.
Yeah. I like the way he says it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I also like the end of the second verse. He goes to the disco and the guy says, hey, we towed your car.
Yeah.
But he was like, but man, that car of yours is so uncool. Like, wow, I'm sorry. We towed it away.
I started writing that one down. Then I went to the other one.
The 80s Valley Girl.
Like, wow, I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's just so weird. Yep. It feels like it should be Girls Just Want to Have Lunch. Right? Like, it's so, like, not to mention.
Wow, I'm sorry, but we towed it away.
Yeah, but it's like, to see like, because I totally envision it as like this like Italian man who's nope. like then in his 40s
yeah.
or something. And he's just like, you know, wow. But then he's like, what? But like that, until that moment, you right. see, it all makes sense. Something from like Disco Fever or something, yeah. right? And then all of a sudden he's like Valley Girl. And it just,
yeah, so weird.
It's weird to me, but. But still cool.
Turns into like, I'm mellow when I'm dead guy, you know?
So, yeah, you know. Exactly. I wish it weren't a Plymouth. I wish it were the Belvedere.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish he had done Belvedere. I guess it didn't fit in, you know, lyrically. It didn't flow as well.
Yeah. No, it probably wouldn't. But, oh, that would have been so much fun.
Yeah.
The Schwinn reference, I think it was really cool because it's an actual bike that people know. And then Gilligan's Island.
That
you can't even get out of Gilligan's Island.
Like, that one should have been my favorite lyric. I forgot about the Schwinn.
No.
$20 on my 64 Plymouth. Maybe I could get a secondhand Schwinn.
Yeah.
That's my real favorite lyric. I forgot about that one. I should have read
the Then the thing that confuses me is, how is he late on payments for a car that's not worth anything? Right?
that always cracked me up. That's probably a little bit of background to why I like that last line, because you're late with the payments. He's already talking about like a car that's worth nothing. What does he pay, like $10 a month or something? Exactly. He can't afford it? That just cracked
just
me up.
Just don't go to the club that one time, right? Apparently. Or maybe he's got to pay for all the towing.
And then yeah,
maybe
he's got a second mortgage, I don't know, whatever, second loan for the car. I don't know. Or else he just got completely ripped off in this total piece of garbage.
Oh, well, you know, tow places are horrible. I had a car towed once that I wasn't actually using. Oh. Like, I'd gotten another car, but I like had made arrangement with my apartment complex to like leave the other car until I could find a buyer. Okay. But then, like, I guess it was the month changed and suddenly they had like a major turnover in like the staff. And so then they had it towed away.
Oh.
And then I don't even get like, so I don't even know it's towed away for like a week. And then you're like, oh, well, we've had the car for a week. So it's like
$800.
Like $50 a month or $50 a day. Okay. And you're like, I just found out about this.
No, that's messed up.
Oh, it was hard. They ended up, I just ended up
leaving it. You can leaving have it.
The, yeah, exactly.
You can have it.
It was a 71 Beetle.
I was going to say, was that your Beetle?
Yep.
I was wondering what happened to your Beetle.
Like, I didn't know it was gone until somebody called me up and was like, hey, do you still have that car? We have our daughter needs just the like horrible car that she can drive around.
Horrible. We want to give my daughter a really horrible car.
Well,
you know,
like
car.
For $1,000, here, take it.
$1,000? Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I mean, I paid maybe.
You can get a 64 Plymouth for that.
$1,900 for it? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's interesting.
So yeah,
is that it? That's all we have. Well, ratings, well,
ratings. Yeah. Rate.
Well, did you have something else?
Well, I've got a little bit of something else, but we'll rate it first.
Okay, sure.
The something else isn't really part of this thing.
All right, cool. Man, like I said, this is probably my favorite parody on this album.
Mm-hmm.
It's really strong. Oh man, 4.5. Yeah, I'm going 4.5, and I didn't mention I paused earlier. I was going to mention something. One of the reasons I'm giving this high rating is in the middle of this song, that accordion solo is fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't heard him shred like that on an accordion like since. That is like his best accordion solo in any song. It is amazing. He nails the guitar solo so well that Tom Petty does in that song. It's fantastic. That is like a huge reason why I'm giving this score. So good.
Yeah.
Who would think you would say those words? This accordion solo kicked ass, but it really did.
I'm giving it a 4, but I think we both have the same thing where had we not re-listened to it before the podcast, much lower scores.
Right?
Much lower scores.
For some reason, it's kind of forgettable, but just because it gets you know, buried in the Ricky and, you know, like...
Well, it gets buried in, like
the
bus, we said,
My Bologna. It just buries it.
The chorus feels so simplistic
that
you lose the, like, details of the rest of the song.
Right? And it just doesn't have this, you don't, people don't talk about it. You don't, it doesn't come up, but it should.
Yeah.
This is way stronger than you remember. So if you're listening to this, go back and listen to the song again. Listen to the original as well. And just this song, we talked about, you know, on the last podcast episode, songs not really holding up. This one more than holds up. I think it gets better with age. It's like a fine wine. This one's really. Is great, especially, you know, since Tom Petty died, they've been playing a lot of his old songs on the radio a lot, and this song has actually come up a few times recently. You listen to it, like, wow, this is a good song, and just he was so talented, and this song really pays him tribute. I think it's a great parody.
I agree.
Yeah.
So Stop Dragging My Heart Around was the 25th video to be
played
on MTV that on first August 1st.
Oh, cool. 1981.
It was a
top 25 video.
Yeah, so it was the... And so it's fun. Okay. So we're going to just talk about a couple of those things, I think.
Okay, a couple of the top 25 videos?
Yep.
Okay.
So everybody knows the very first song ever played on MTV.
Video Kill the Radio Star.
Yeah, by the Buggles. Uh-huh. Then apparently it was Pat Benatar with You Better Run.
Oh.
Rod Stewart with She Won't Dance. Okay. The Who, You Better Bet. And okay. PhD, Little Susie's Up on Top.
Eh?
On the Up. Sorry, Little Susie's on the Up. Yeah.
I don't know that one
a
at all.
A lot of these songs I don't know.
That's the only one I don't know.
And you're just like, where are the songs people would know? The Pretenders, Brass in the Pocket. Hmm. Now I'm skipping. REO Speedwagon, Take It on the Run.
Really?
Rockin' the Paradise by Styx.
Okay.
History Never Repeats by Split Enz.
No idea.
38 Special, Hold On Loosely.
Oh, I know that one.
Rod Stewart, Sailing.
What? Rod Stewart got two?
Yeah.
Wow. Sailing. Wait, that's not him.
No, no, that's Christopher Columbus.
I know.
Wow. Iron Maiden, Iron Maiden. Another REO Speedwagon, Keep Wagon. On Lovin'. Message
really?
Of Love by the Pretenders. Double Life by the Cars. Okay. In the Air Tonight, Phil Collins.
Really?
Palmer, wow. Looking for Clues.
Huh.
And then we get, I think, to Stop Dragging My Heart Around.
Interesting.
Yeah, so
wow.
It's not the songs you would have potentially... Like,
well, I mean, that's who had the videos. They had to grab people to make... They had to convince people to make the videos.
And that's the problem. But yeah. Like, I think I know two of those songs.
Oh, I know most of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, I don't... Like, they all seem to be, like, weird cut. Like, those band names...
Uh-huh.
I don't know those songs. I know REO Speedwagon.
Those are the two of the top songs, those two you mentioned.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you know, I thought their song was the Air song. Doesn't it? What's REO Speedwagon's real good first, like, major
Keep
song?
Keep On Loving You?
Keep On Loving You. You. Yeah. Okay, maybe. But they're not as recognizable as I
expected. Take it on the run, baby. Is that the way you want it, baby?
I also don't think I really listened to
I'm a big REO Speedwagon fan. Yeah. I love Woods Rock.
Oh, for some reason I was thinking Air Supply was a song by REO Speedwagon.
That's
I don't know why.
No, In the Air Tonight, that was...
that was Phil Collins.
Yeah, that was one of the
so
first.
That one I know. Cool. That one
and
I know.
The Cars, wow.
Yeah.
There's good songs in there. There's a few of them I have no idea. There are at least four of them that you said on my
But own. Remember, you're slightly older than I am.
Yeah.
When that...
I watched
when,
that first
When those
week.
Videos yeah. came on, I was three.
Yeah, well...
So...
Yeah, it was 1981?
81,
yeah. So I was six. So.
Yeah.
You know, I shouldn't have been watching them. I remember watching, if not that first week, probably not that first week, but within the first few months, my brothers got me watching it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I went on MTV pretty quickly.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So that was just a fun little...
All right.
Game, because I came across that information about the original Stop Dragging My Heart Around, and I was just like, oh, I wonder what other songs were playing.
Well, there you go.
And the first 25 songs, I know like three of them.
Well, you know.
And one of them is Video Killed the Radio Star. You know, like,
well,
so
everyone knows
I got
that
the first one.
One.
Yeah.
Come on, that's a great song.
Love the President of the United States of America's cover of it.
I don't think I've heard that.
But I really love, they did a... I used to listen to the radio a lot, and they had like a radio show kind of thing, and they did a live version of it.
Uh-huh.
And they went, at one point they go, do-do-do-do-do-do with their voices. Kind of. And I just, for some reason, I love that part so much more. And I don't think it's on the actual album version. And I'm just like, where are you without the voice? Oh, it's so.
You should put a link to that video on our site.
I will.
When you post this one, do it.
302-72-WEIRD. That's our phone number.
Call us.
Find us on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter.
Yep.
Wendell Yankovic.
Vich.
Yankovic.
You don't even know it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't
at
know.
Wendell Yankovic.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll link it. I usually link it on the Facebook every
I'm sure you probably made it so you can type in We're All Yankovics and it will come up probably, right? Yeah,
can
good
I
job.
Do that?
I think so.
Maybe.
Okay.
Sure. All right. Is that all we have?
Yep.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, man. I just had the hubcap.